Welcome to the Footcast, episode 153. We are Australia's longest lasting fan Nintendo podcast thing. I am your host, doing a horrible job for this week, Daniel Worthington, filling in for our regular host, Stephen Impson, who is on assignment or just relocating to another city and can't join us at the moment. I am joined this week by, as always, the lovely Troy, hailing from the wild untamed fields of Canberra.
Yeah, that's Wild Untamed, Troy.
And joining us, our special guest, Lila.
Yeah, I'm special.
I don't actually know where you're from.
Sydney.
Other than Australia.
Sydney.
Okay. They have a bridge.
Sydney, it's the capital of Australia.
Yeah.
Isn't that like the place you live in, Troy?
No.
The place that got started because no one else wanted to let anyone else be the...
No, they couldn't
really
decide.
The only important part,
they couldn't decide, so they made a new city and they made that the capital. Anyway, continue.
Anyway, so yeah, we've got a lot to talk about this week. Big game with ARMS come out. Also a couple of smaller stuff and update to Pokemon Go. But first, we're going to dive into the news. And the big news just hit the other day and sent everyone absolutely insane with pre-orders was Nintendo finally announced a long-rumored Super Nintendo Mini.
And it's so sold out.
Is it sold out everywhere?
It's out of the EV now.
Okay. So yeah, if you're listening to this, too late.
I think Gamesman might have stock still, but yeah.
No, they sent out an email saying, Soz, we're out.
Well then, yeah, you're screwed.
But I'm actually surprised pre-orders lasted as long as they did, because I was worried it was going to be like worse than the NES Mini situation. Because everyone had an awareness of what this is now, and everyone's just diving in on it. So yeah, it's basically the Super Nintendo version of the NES Mini. It's like a emulation system. Looks like a tiny version of the Super Nintendo. Americans, you get stuck with the horrible-looking purple and grey monstrosity. Everywhere else in the world gets the lovely, sleek, gorgeous, tiny little thing.
Yeah, we get the shoe, and America gets the shoebox.
But
I've been sitting on that for like a week.
For true authenticity, we need it to be like half yellowed. So,
yeah. I never had one that yellowed.
Mine is yellowed.
So as for the games, well, boy, golly gosh, there are some really good games preloaded in this one. Now, the NES Mini, that had 30 games.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right?
30.
30 plus
this
zero.
One, we've only... Yeah. And then maybe more if you sort of hacked the thing, which apparently some people could do. This comes preloaded with 21 games. The games are going in alphabetical order. Contra 3, The Alien Wars. Have they said if it's Contra or if it's going to be Probotector?
I think they're using US ROMs or something, I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have heard 60 thingos. So,
it's Contra.
Yeah. So Contra 3. Donkey Kong Country, Earthbound, Final Fantasy 3 or 6, F-Zero, Kirby Superstar, Kirby's Dream Course, The Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past, Mega Man X, Secret of Mana, Star Fox, some game called Star Fox 2 that's not really important, Street Fighter 2, Turbo Hyper Fighting, Super Castlevania 4, Super Ghouls and Ghosts, Super Mario Kart, Super Mario RPG, Legend of the Seven Stars, Super Mario World, Super Metroid, Super Punch-Out, and Super Yoshi's Island.
You've got to really applaud Nintendo for their naming conventions.
Well, I mean, even the NES had a lot of Super games.
I mean, the 64 is equally as bad, and 3DS even.
Oh. The DS is best though, because it's like it just got the Castlevania Dawn of Sorrow or
Super Mario
Resident
64
Evil.
DS.
Yeah, I was just going to mention that one.
Resident Evil Deadly Silence. Or my favourite is in Trauma Center. The guy's name is Derek Stiles, which I always thought was kind of funny.
Oh.
But yeah, it's great, isn't it? But the big announcement hidden in there is, oh my god, Star Fox 2 is actually finally coming out.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, I must have slept through that one. What happened 22 years ago or something?
Let's go back in time.
I love that you did that.
I was thinking it too, but I didn't want to be like the embarrassing one, but I'm glad you two did it.
So this is like one of those legendary lost Nintendo games that sort of just got thrown in the vault. Dylan Cuthbert, who worked on the game with Argonaut Software, he said like the game was finished. We had it all ready to go, but Nintendo was like, yeah, no, we got the N64 out in a few weeks. Let's just shelve that and have better looking 3D games. So it got, you know, locked away, and there were, like, I think a ROM got recovered somewhere of a half completed version, and then that got completed, got sort of combined and meshed together with other versions of the game people had found. And there is a somewhat playable version floating out there on the internet, but from what Dylan said, none of the versions are sort of close to the finished one. So this will be the first time anyone's been able to play the full version of Star Fox 2.
It's weird.
It's the first time that you can physically, at least, because they'll release it on Virtual Console, but Mario RPG, Secret of Mana, Earthbound in Australia.
Secret of Mana came out.
Physically, did it?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I thought someone said it was Secret of Mana 2, but I knew Earthbound and Mario.
Secret of Mana 2 never came out of Japan. But yeah, Secret of Mana and Final Fantasy Mystic Quest were the only Square Enix games sort of we got in Australia before Final Fantasy VII, outside of maybe the Game Boy ones, I think.
Fair enough.
But yeah, definitely like Mario RPG and Earthbound and all of that. Final Fantasy VI, III, whatever it's called.
Well, it's got Super Metroid, which is one of the better Metroid games. And it's got Super Mario Kart, which is arguably the worst Mario Kart game.
But I mean, like, Super Mario Kart, that's making a huge nostalgia push for the system.
And
I mean,
it,
like,
it
having,
does come with two,
you know,
controllers, so...
Yeah, like, that's going to be an instant buy for anyone who can get one.
Yeah, so the front panel pops off, and that's where you plug the controllers in. It's still the Wii
How
points.
Cool does that look?
I thought that was actually kind of clever.
Oh, because it's actually got, like... Oh, okay, I see what they're doing.
I don't know how it does it with the ports. US one, the shoebox. People are saying it might, like, the little slide across. Yeah...
No,
we got
cares
the good
about
one.
The US version.
We got the good
Not
one.
Not even the US people care about the US version.
I mean, they got all the coloured buttons.
Is,
purple and other
is the
purple.
Advanced version that bad? I know the music's a bit of a downplay, but...
The what version?
You said advanced version was bad. Was that Final Fantasy VI?
I don't know.
Ignore me and edit this out. Troy!
No, I'm leaving it in.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Sorry, I got distracted looking at the chat, which is why I shouldn't look at it.
So I think this is going to be good.
Oh, Mario Kart Advance. Okay, cool. I've caught up now. But there is a few games outside of Star Fox 2, obviously never been seen, you know, anywhere. We've also got Star Fox and Yoshi's Island, which have never been released on any sort of virtual console format. Yoshi's Island got the GBA version, but everyone says that that's the crappier one.
Isn't it something to do with the Super FX chip or whatever it's called?
Yeah, it's never even really been... Only, like, two of the many SNES emulators kind of do it right. Most emulators do it better.
You reckon so you're going to open this thing up and it's going to actually have the chip in it?
That would be kind of cool. They probably could do that. The other two Super FX games that I can think of, there might be another one, but there's Stunt Race FX and Vortex. There may have been a dirt bike one, and it was meant to be a fighting game, but none of the SFX games have ever been released, so awesome. It's good to see Star Fox got sort of like a big focus for this as well, because... They're still trying to make that work after what happened last year.
I mean,
a lot of people have forgotten that Star Fox is a franchise that started on the Super Nintendo. I know I forget every now and then.
Yeah.
You know, so much focus gets put on the 64 one.
Yeah.
I mean, I think this... I didn't get the NES Classic. I mean, aside from being physically able to buy one is one thing, but... I don't really have an interest in any of the games. The only one I really cared about was Legend of Zelda, which I can play on about anything. But this has a much more appealing lineup, so I pretty much pre-ordered it as soon as I saw it. So,
see, I only owned two games on the Super Nintendo as a kid, and one of them's on here, Donkey Kong Country.
I owned the only one I owned that's on here is Super Mario Kart. But I had stuff like Mario Paint and
I had
classic
Mario Paint.
Bubsy.
I was saving Bubsy because that was my other game.
We both had horrible childhoods.
I only had Zelda, Secret of Mana, Must have had more than that.
See, I played Zelda. I got that in an enhanced port on the Super Game Boy Advance, not the Super Game Boy. So it's my favorite Zelda game, but I think I still prefer the enhanced port. Just there's a few extra things in there that just make the game a lot easier to play.
Can I just be the horrible person and just say that I've never kind of played A Link to the Past or Star Fox or Mario World or Super Metroid or Yoshi's Island or Super Munch-Out or Mega Man X or, oh god, I could go on.
Okay, Super Metroid and Link to the Past, definitely play.
I've played A Link Between Worlds, it's basically the same thing.
No.
Okay, you're halfway, everyone's right. Getting mad, I'm just going to cry in the corner now.
But yeah, I envy you so much for just like I wish I could play A Link to the Past again without... Well, I can't play it anymore. I've played it so many times, I'm like, this is kind of boring because I know every beat in it. And like same with Super Metroid, that's, you know, one of the greatest games ever made.
Yeah, well, I only played it like 2 years ago as part of my Game a Week thing. And I'm actually keen to play it again. Because when I got the NES Mini, the first thing I played and finished was Metroid. And I know people are going to tell me it's a bad game.
Original Metroid's alright.
It doesn't hold up, though. It's just...
Isn't that why Fusion exists?
Yeah.
I would say it holds up more than a lot of other NES-era games. So, you know, I didn't get the NES Mini. Yeah, Zero Mission. I have Metroid. No...
That's okay.
I have no nostalgia for the NES, so I sort of haven't really gotten into those games outside of Virtual Console stuff, but then when I got into Metroid on the 3DS Virtual Console, I went, oh yeah, this is kind of a really cool game. You do need to sort of forgive it for like, you know, no map, and it can be a bit hard to navigate at times, but that was sort of the year, I guess. But just the quality of the games on here, it's like another step up from just... You know, you got Mega Man X, which is, like, legit one of the best games ever made.
Yeah, I'm always told that, so I'm actually keen to try it. I know we have a big Mega Man fan in here right now. So...
It is almost flawless, I would say, that the way... You know, there's a good video from a guy online
called... Ego Raptor.
Yep. Yeah, and the way he just sort of analyzes... The first stage of it, just how perfectly it is designed to teach you everything without needing a tutorial, and it's like...
Yeah, well, that's why I want to try it, is because his opinion on Zelda, specifically A Link to the Past versus Ocarina of Time, I agree with. Because I think Ocarina of Time, I'm going to get, like, murdered for this. It's an overrated game.
I'll back you up on that.
It's not a bad game.
I know people hate me already. It does not hold up, though. I haven't played A Link to the
everything,
Past, but...
everything that was done in Ocarina of Time has been done better since.
Yeah.
No game is immune to that.
It also doesn't help that it's aged a bit as well, just by being like early N64 sort of polygons.
Well, the first time I played the game was the 3DS version, and I didn't really like it. But anyway.
Okay. I think that's just like the start of the flame war against myself in the chat. I'm sorry.
But, you know, like Final Fantasy VI, that's, you know, one of the best RPGs on the Super Nintendo. Secret of Mana.
Because I know it got funky with the numbers. So 3 is 6, okay.
Yes. Or 3 is the 3 that is on the DS. If I can make it more weird for you. But yeah, like, what was it? Secret of Mana is a game I adore, and probably the reason I love RPGs. Earthbound is a game I want to like more.
I want to play it properly.
I did get it on the Wii U, but I still haven't really played it.
Yeah, I got to, like, the first town. I finished the first town, I think, and I just stopped there.
I've played, like, Mother 3, so, I mean... I'm excited to play Earthbound, but yeah.
I do like that, you know, that now Star Fox... Because we got Earthbound Zero, or whatever it was, a few years ago at E3. Beginnings? And then we got Star Fox 2. Yes, that's the one. And, you know, it's at least showing that, hey, the door is open for these legendary lost games to come out. And, you know, Mother 3 will happen one day.
Yeah.
It's just when Nintendo deems it right to happen. They are the custodians of our joy, so they will.
I can see if they do a N64 mini next year. I can see them maybe kind of adding in as the, but wait, there's one special thing, being some sort of disk drive based, you know, maybe not Ura Zelda or whatever it was going to be called, but...
There was a Fire Emblem game on the N64 that I think got fairly deep into development, but I don't know if it's the same case as Star Fox.
If this is going to be their way of adding kind of things that either didn't get localized or things that didn't get released, like, it's a nice way to do it. I mean, people are obviously saying, yeah, but we want these games on Switch, and that's fair, but I mean, if you don't have a Switch, it's, you know, $100, $120, so...
Metroid Dread.
Yeah, I mean, I do sort of agree that, you know, I do, you know, I look at this list and I'm like, that's cool. I like having the little Super Nintendo, but yeah, give me these on the Switch. Just because, you know, that's my preferred way to play. And it does come with two controllers, and I can play it like a Super Nintendo, or I can play them on the train.
Well, with all of these controllers that they're releasing, like the NES ones and how they plug into the Wii Remote, I hope they add a way that when Switch Virtual Console comes out, a way for us to plug these controllers into the Switch.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if that'll exactly happen, but I can see someone doing a Wii port thing to USB.
Mm. Yeah.
But, yeah, I do really believe that, you know, they're sort of leaving some money on the table by not having Virtual Console games on the Switch, just because a big selling point for the Switch should be that tabletop mode for local play, and having, like, you know, Super Mario Kart or Street Fighter 2 Turbo Hyper Fighting Edition... is a bit, you know, feels like a wasted opportunity. So, now, the Japanese version, that got announced to have different games. I don't have the list in front of me.
It's on Wikipedia.
Fire Emblem and... let me look it up.
Panel Dupont, Super Street Fighter 2 instead of Hyper Fighting. That's a version which adds...
What does that mean?
DJ, T-Hawk, Cammy, and Fei Long.
What?
Okay, so we have Panel Dupont, Super Soccer, Legend of the Mystic Ninja, Fire Emblem 3, I think it was, they didn't list it, but Castlevania, Punch-Out, and Kirby's Dream Course aren't on there.
Yeah, I don't think Castlevania is as popular in Japan as it is in the West.
Yeah.
So that's probably why. But yeah, so what do we think's missing? I mean, it's only 21 games. They probably could have gone a bit more.
Well, we actually
if I was to add anything, I would do probably
Bubsy the Bobcat.
Yes, I would probably do the Super Mario Picross game that came out. They released.
Yeah.
That didn't get released, but it got released on the Virtual Console, and it's Picross, and I like Picross.
We actually got a question that's. Please discuss which game you would remove from the list of games and what you would replace it with, and then we all have to argue with each other.
Oh. All right. So, who's going to say Bubsy, that? You or me?
Oh, God, what do I take out for Bubsy?
Oh, clearly Super Metroid.
Yeah.
Star Fox 2.
Super Metroid, I know people don't really enjoy Super Metroid, so take that out, put it in with like a real platformer, and that's going to be Bubsy.
Oh, God.
Tongue in cheek.
This is like...
Don't kill me.
This is like F, marry, kill, isn't it? Like, I want to kill Kirby's Dream Course, but...
Bubsy 2.
Yeah, I like
You're
Kirby's
right.
Dream Course. I'm surprised. I mean, it's probably licensing and all that, but the TMNT games are pretty big on SNES, right? TMNT Turtles in Time, that's that one. Yeah, but obviously licensing... But yeah, I would probably take out maybe a Street Fighter 2, because you know.
Ooh.
And
okay, it's no. I mean,
it just got released on Switch,
and it's on available on everything else. But the point, you know, a system like this needs those multiplayer games, and I mean, this is sort of the big thing. When I was thinking about the SNES Mini a while ago, I was like, well, outside of like NBA Jam. And Street Fighter and Mario Kart, what multiplayer games are there really for the Super Nintendo? And it's like, Well, they kind of aren't a lot.
Dream Course has two player.
Yeah.
F-Zero, does it? No.
No, I actually don't think it does. Super Mario Kart
Donkey
is...
Kong and Donkey Kong and Mario World have turn-based fake co-op.
I'm looking forward to playing Donkey Kong Country again. I never played 2 and 3.
I do find it odd that's in there and not 2, because 2's, I think, a better game.
I'm surprised they just add all 3. Like, it's weird just to have 1. Whether it be 1, 2, or 3, it's just weird to have just that one.
I mean, I could get 1 and 2 and then maybe skip 3 because that's sort of the less popular one. Well, you know, 21 games is kind of a weird number as well.
Well, 20 plus 1 because you do have to apparently unlock Star Fox 2, which is why it's
+1. Really? You have to tap your entire Amiibo collection on the second controller.
You have to beat the first level of Star Fox and that unlocks Star Fox 2.
Yeah.
So if you're shit, you're never going to see the game anyway.
Yeah, you have to earn it.
I think Chrono Trigger's the big one people are calling out, but why that hasn't been on it.
Well, that's another Squeenix one, isn't it?
I'm surprised that Mario RPG is there, honestly. Cause...
Contra, I'm not going to lie. I didn't even know there was a Contra 3.
Well, it was called Probotector in Australia.
That's a dumb name. Where's Phalanx?
Well, what it was is, I think Contra... There was like some war or something that happened in the late 80s that name comes from, and I think when they wanted to bring it to Germany, they had to like, oh, well, we can't have people shooting people, so it's going to be robots
shooting stuff. It's always Germany, isn't it? They had to change the name of Pocken, because that's like chickenpox or something.
Really?
Something like that.
Yeah, isn't it cool? Yeah, it's called like Pokemon Tekken. Over
yeah.
But, yeah, that's a super solid list of games.
There's pretty much, aside from one or two games, I'm pretty sure everyone's happy with the list. No Mario Paint, though, because I would really buy the mouse again.
Yeah, I was going to say Mario. I didn't really give a proper answer, but if I had to give one, it would be Mario Paint with the mouse and everything.
I would give up crappy Yoshi's Island for Mario Paint. There, I said it.
Just for the Nat Attack game.
She's on her own.
Remember when they played that on Amazing?
Everyone get her. I used to play that along with the kids on Amazing. I'm like, I am so much better than you.
Oh,
kids.
Look at you!
I would wreck this
two
game.
TVs.
I'm not as physically athletic as you guys, so you'd probably do better in Amazing as me. But anyway, maybe there will be like a like a Nintendo Mouse add-on for it that'll have like Mario Paint and Mario and Wario and any other sort of games.
It would be cool, but I don't think they're going to really do add-on stuff for the mini stuff.
Yeah, I think them even just releasing the two controllers is so they don't have to release a separate controller.
It'll come with there'll be a mini Super Scope add-on. Like a tiny little bazooka you hold over your shoulder.
I just had a thought that... Super Mario World has been recently found to very confusingly execute its own code in the original cartridges. So I wonder if that's going to do anything when the... Because there's very, very precise tricks you can do in Mario World to basically edit RAM on the fly using Koopa shells and leaves and... They've managed to actually make homebrew carts, like the cart, like the official Mario World carts.
Yeah,
have homebrew
so it's code injections.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure that that's going to be possible on here. So whether that'll open any doors or anything depends how open ended it is. But
yeah,
it'd be interesting.
The awesome games done stuff is awesome to watch. All of that, especially like Tazbot stuff.
Yeah, the Tazbot.
I do know.
They made like Pong. They recoded it to be Pong, basically.
Yeah.
I do know what I would drop out. I would drop out Super Mario World for Super Mario All Stars Plus World.
Well, see, I get why they didn't do All Stars since they just had the NES Classic. Yeah.
Drop all of the games just for Super Game Boy.
God, that would be so good.
But Super Mario All Stars is so much better than
the
NES
version. It really is. How I've never played the NES versions of any of the Mario games because I had All Stars and this is better.
Like, my first, like, when I got my Super Nintendo for Christmas 93, I think it was, it came with the Mario All-Stars pack, and it was like, oh, this is the best thing ever.
See, I've never played World, because mine wasn't All-Stars plus World, mine is just All-Stars, so...
Yeah, same. Played World over the years, but...
As much, the only is, I can only really say Mario Maker is about as much Mario World as I've played.
Hmm. So, yeah, it's coming out on...
30th of September.
30th of September.
So, do you know what the mega dick move about that is?
It's the same
that's a day.
Day
after...
Isn't it the same day?
That's the day after I fly out to Japan. And I'm like, you bastard.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's the same day as the, apparently the Genesis Mini or whatever Sega are doing.
No, I don't give a crap about Genesis. I give a crap about me going to Japan. I, you know, and I won't be able to, it's going to be sitting, hopefully I'll be able to get Vuk to pick it up for me or something. But the Japanese one comes out on the 4th of October, so I'm like, okay, I might be able to try and score that over there. And it's coming out for only $119.95?
Yeah.
With two controllers.
So it costs more, but it's got the extra controller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're interested... Like, you need to start scouring for pre-orders. Nintendo has said that there will be more stock for this than there was for the NES Mini. But
I think the reason it's been up so long is because the NES came in waves. You know, every couple of weeks, EB, Big W, JB, and whatever, they had, 100 units or whatever. But this time they've seemed just to let everything go at once, which is why they've been up for... And it was up pretty much all day yesterday and all day today.
Yeah.
So.
And it, who knows, it could even happen again tomorrow.
Yeah. For some reason, EB took it down and then put it back up.
So, anyway, we'll probably have more to talk about that in the future when it comes out. Or Troy and whoever, Stephen and whoever else is on at the time when it comes out, because I'll be in Japan eating ramen and harassing the staff at the Pokemon store.
And getting me Monster Hunter Amiibo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want them?
Yeah.
I'll get them for you.
I'll give you money. Anyway.
it can be Troy's awesome presents. You got a lot of them. I've got to get you the Japanese NES Mini. I've got to get you Splatoon.
Yeah,
anyway.
Too many.
Other news.
Splatoon and the weapons. They're so cute.
Oh, my God.
Some other quick news. The Metro 2 European Special Edition of Damn. It comes with a steel case that looks like a Game Boy, like the Game Boy cartridge.
Really, that's actually really cool.
Because, the Game Boy gets no... everyone's got nostalgia for the NES. I have none. Game Boy and Super Nintendo, where all my nostalgia lies, and there's hardly anything Game Boy-related from Nintendo, but just to see that's like... Oh, that looks so beautiful. It's all grey and cartridgey. And
I like how people in power were complaining, America gets this bloody special edition and it has, a little, keychain button pin or whatever it is, and then it's like, we get nothing, Nintendo... actually, we get really pretty things and America doesn't. Cool.
I just want that art book.
Well, hang on. So is it coming to Australia or just Europe?
Just Europe.
Do we know if Oz Game Shop is getting it in stock?
Probably.
So, yeah, I mean, there are ways to sort of get it if you want.
But Amazon would ship it out here, I think, if you pay the price.
Okay, that's cool. So, yeah, go that. And it's good to see Metroid sort of getting, a big sort of push for Nintendo at the moment. I think, especially with the Switch and, the Super NES Mini, they're sort of... trying to be a bit more fan-friendly at the moment and catering to what the fans want. And, after what happened with Metroid Federation Force, which I won't get into here. the other bit of news, big news, was the Switch firmware 3.0 got released. Now, did it actually do much? Or?
A lot of little quality of life things.
You can add friends from your 3DS and Wii U. So you can
Is it region free now?
yes.
Yay!
It shows version numbers when you go into the options for the game, and it seems to improve the Wi-Fi. It's definitely improved mine. You can update controllers manually instead of automatic. You can use wired controllers, so stuff like the Pokken controller works now, and other wired controllers that are just USB.
Yeah.
So it did a whole few things, and it added not arms icons, because who cares about the game that came out a couple of days beforehand, but Splatoon 2 got new icons.
I think the most radical change is the news thing, where you can subscribe to channels based on games.
Yeah, it's kind of very Miiverse-y in a way.
Yeah.
But
they, like, I noticed they changed it again today, where it actually has a new channels section now.
Oh, okay.
But yeah.
I mean, still no themes or anything like that.
But yeah, it feels weird that this got designated a 3-point, like a main number update, when it didn't really add anything. Like, yeah, no themes, no video streaming services. Like,
well, the main reason Netflix, I think it came out so soon, was because an exploit was found on the 2-point whatever the last update was.
But even then, they could have done a 2-point
yeah.
whatever.
I feel like they're doing it now, just to push a couple of features out, because the next big update is going to come with the online service, with Splatoon 2.
And apparently people were digging through and found kind of the Nintendo Online Lounge or something.
Yeah.
I saw that on GAF. I don't know if that was part of the update in the background, but yeah. The next big update's got to come in the next 3 weeks at least for Splatoon 2.
God damn, I want themes on it.
Yeah.
I don't see why they are waiting. Like, they already charge us like $2 on 3DS, so it's just more money for them.
This is a funny thing I find with the Switch. It's like, the Wii U and the 3DS had a little of, like, Nintendo sort of odd touches here and there. Like, you know, you'd go to the music plate and there's a budgie there for some reason. Or, you know, themes or activity logs. Just these little sort of fun touches, whereas the Switch has been very bare bones since the start. It's like, yeah, here are your games.
Well, here's some. They're news. Saying that they wanted here's it to just be a stuff. Dedicated gaming machine. And the bare-bones UI is kind of like a...
To be fair, I would rather the bare-bones snappy UI than to the Wii U and 3DS. I mean, just changing your Wi-Fi settings. In Switch, it's, like, really fast. And in Wii U and 3DS, you have to go through, like, 3 different sub-menus before you even get there.
Yeah.
The worst thing with the 3DS, and this is a problem that only I have, because I'm insane... if I'm trying to delete games off it to make up more space, because did you know you can only have 300 icons on your home screen?
It's ridiculous.
Amateur hour.
So if I want to add more games, I need to go in and delete them. Now, the problem is it takes ages to load. Like, you, when you go to the manage programs, it takes ages because it waits to load up all the games that you have.
Yeah, it has to populate the entire list.
And that's like 60... pages it waits to upload. So if I want to delete one and then copy the save data and then go back and delete another one, it has to reload it all over again.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
So it's, how dare you make it hard for me to spend money on you, Nintendo.
Nintendo hate money confirmed.
So that's it for the news. Let's take a break.
Yeah.
Yes. No. We'll
talk about games that we've played.
Yeah.
Yep. Cool. We'll see you after the break. We're back. So there's a couple of games to talk about this week, but we'll head over to our resident Pokemon Go chief field reporter.
Trainer.
Troy with trainer. Breeder. I don't know.
Whatever you're
into. Take that back.
Troy, what's happened in the world of Pokemon Go with you youngins and your walking the streets looking at your phone like a zombie?
Well...
I'm sorry.
Well, they've updated the gyms and they've added a new mechanic called raids, which is basically like, as you would expect in an MMO, it's a raid boss. And it was cool. My suburb is surprisingly, it's got a lot of people playing still. The new gym system is actually kind of fun to interact with. They've knocked it down from 10 Pokemon to 6. you can't double up on Pokemon, and it's based not on prestige, it's based on motivation. So each Pokemon has motivation. It's like a little love heart bar. If you battle it, it'll lose motivation, and when it runs out of motivation, it gets kicked out of the gym. And you can do it in about three battles. But it also decreases over time. So to keep the motivation up, you have to go to the gym and actually feed the Pokemon berries. So it's like
I guess you just can't find the gym off.
Yeah.
So you have to keep going to your gym daily just to make sure it's fine.
Well, anyone on your team can feed the Pokemon berries. So you don't have to.
Okay. Oh, okay.
But if no one else does and you don't, then it's not going to take that much effort to knock your Pokemon out. Because the lower the motivation of a Pokemon, the lower the combat power.
So you're saying they added emotions. Now we have to care about these things.
Well, it's great. They're trying to create turnover in the gym, so it's not just 10 people putting in Pokemon and then just letting it sit there and they rack up coins every day. There's a level of stagnation that's gone now. So okay. You can only earn 50 coins total from gyms in a day. So basically every 10 minutes that you have a Pokemon in the gym, that earns a coin. But you don't actually get the coins until they get knocked out. So basically gyms aren't just sitting there and they're like blue all month. There's actually like they're turning around very rapidly, like three or four times a day.
Which is someone who they tried to get a few gyms and just failed. So
maybe yeah, well, the old system sucked. I think I tried it for like a day and I'm like, well, I'm just going to collect Pokemon. I'm not going to bother with gyms. But now it's like I'm walking around my suburb and actually doing it now. Because the other feature, raids, it's like a battle against Pokemon, but they're super powerful, lots of HP. And if you defeat it, you get a chance to catch it. And that's how I got my Tyranitar.
Does everyone get to catch it, or just one person?
Everyone who beat it.
Okay.
But your performance, you get a special kind of ball, the Premier Ball.
Yep.
And you have to use those, and you get a certain amount depending on how well you did.
So you can't just come in at the last second, do one HP damage and...
You can, but you're not going to get that very many balls. You'd get, five.
Well, that's fair.
And it's all based on who owned the gym beforehand, how much damage you do, and your team's performance against the boss. And then you get rewards like rare candies, TMs that change the move sets of your Pokemon. Basically, it's just adding a lot of end game towards Pokemon Go, stuff that it really needed. So, yeah, definitely try it. It's all free, so...
I mean, the gyms was honestly probably why I ditched the game so soon after it came out, because I was kind of like, well, I'm never going to be able to get a gym, and there's no point, you know, catching Pokemon, so I just gave up. But
yeah,
maybe I'll get back into it.
Well, I'm down to, 10 Pokemon to go. To complete my Pokedex, excluding legendaries and stuff. Legendaries will happen through raids, I'm told.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But you have to be a certain level to have a raid pass, and do they cost money or anything? Or do you get, one a day? Or
you get one a day, and they don't stack. So if you get one today and you don't use it, you don't get another one tomorrow until you use it.
Oh, okay.
And you can buy them for, a dollar each.
Yeah. Well, they got
my or coins. You buy them with the coins, which you can also earn from the gyms, so...
Yeah.
But effectively, they're a dollar each. Basically, it's just breathing new life into the game. People are playing it again.
Yeah, I've seen I saw a crowd around a church and just thought, well, they're probably doing something Pokemon-related.
Or being religious.
Probably Pokemon, though.
Well, it's made me walk about 10 kilometers a day for the last 5 days now, so... It's got me back in.
Did people really drop off it though? What was I don't know. I know it's not as big as it once was, but
I think people may have just used it less.
Yeah,
maybe not.
I maybe opened it up once a week just to check what was around me.
Yeah, I don't think it got the religious of checking it multiple hours a day. It was just kind of once a day, once a week. Nothing's new.
Okay.
Yeah. Gen 2, when you get to the Pokemon...
got a bit of a spike.
Yeah, Gen 2 definitely got people back in, but I think this new system gives more people to do once... something to do in between those rare Pokemon catches.
Yeah.
Well, I think that was... it was always the problem. It's like, yeah, I've caught all the Pokemon. And I've, you know, done a gym or two. There wasn't much more to do, but now I guess it gives people more stuff to do.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And I think it's only going to get better from here on out.
Are there exclusive raid Pokemon? Like, is Tyranitar only in a raid, or...?
No, but there are... there's, like, a small number of Pokemon that appear in raids at different difficulty levels. Okay. So Tyranitar's only going to appear for level 4, which is the highest currently. But I hope they rotate them, because I've got pretty much all the raid Pokemon now. So
didn't take long.
Well, I was only missing one to begin with. And that was Tyranitar. But yeah, I'm hopeful. I think... because the Pokemon Go Fest is next month in July. And I think that's when they're going to start talking about legendaries and releasing them. So yeah, it should be good.
How long has the game been out for now?
Pretty much a year.
Yeah, it was a 1 year anniversary a couple of weeks ago.
Wasn't it? Was it July?
I think it was July, because I remember it coming out close to my birthday.
I don't know.
And it, like... During the school holiday months over here, the train line was down. I had to catch the bus.
July 6th.
The city and it,
so, next Thursday.
Anything else to say about it?
It's good.
Okay.
It's Pokemon Go.
It's like a good dog. It's good.
Sit, boo-boo, sit.
Woof!
Good dog.
Shut up, dog. Next game, my turn. Little eShop title came out the other week. Mighty Gun Vault Burst from Innie Creates, the team behind like Mega Man 9, 10, the Gun Vault games. They do a bunch of other stuff all over the place. They're sort of like, they did Blaster Master Zero.
They didn't do Mighty Number 9, that's the important thing.
But it's a mashup with it, isn't it?
Yes.
They were involved in Mighty Number 9. They did do some work on it. Just because Inafune did have a hand in Indie Creates. So sort of like, they are ex-Capcom guys. He did go to them for a lot of these sort of games. They also did the original Mighty Gun Vault that came out on the 3DS.
So this isn't that. The Burst isn't that, right? It's actually a new...
No. Yeah, okay. So it's a completely new game. It's more presented like a traditional Mega Man game, whereas, like, you know, so you can play as either Gunvolt or Beck from Mighty No. 9, and then you sort of do your opening level, and then it's like, hey, here's, you know, the eight robot boss masters, whatever they're called, from Mighty No. 9. Go beat them, and then there's this other sort of, like, hard areas to do. It's all very, very, very Mega Man-y, you know, the usual layout, but it's got a few little interesting twists on the sort of formula. First of all is sort of the burst mode, or the burst gameplay feature. I guess that this game's sort of really designed with score attack in mind. The way burst works is you activate a burst combo if you kill an enemy from close range,
Yeah.
Which is sort of against how Mega Man works, because, you know, it's like you got to shoot from a distance. But so if you shoot someone from almost point blank range and kill them, you get like a burst combo. And as soon as you kill someone from a distance, then you lose that combo. So the idea is to try and go through the level, making sure you kill every enemy as close as possible to get the best score at the end. And end of level, you'll get like, you know, ranking based on the score and all of that. So that's like, that's completely different for any other sort of game like this. And then the other thing is the way that powers up and customization works. So you don't, like, throughout each level there'll be these hidden items, and these items you can use to customize your character to give you certain abilities. Like, there'll be one... well, I've only played for it using Beck, and one of the upgrades that I found was to let you sort of do a dash jump. So, you know, each time you press jump, you'll do a dash, and then I could have up to three of those active at one time. And this is sort of the weird bit to explain. The you can have a whole bunch of preset custom customized builds for your character, and each of those builds you can set up differently. So you can have one with like all of the dashes, and then I want my character to shoot to be able to have five bullets on the screen at a time, and I also want these bullets to be able to bounce off the wall, and I want them to be double the size, and also give me the ability to take less damage. And is this making sense, sort of?
Yeah, it's making sense.
Yeah. But yeah, so you unlock these abilities, so you find these sort of abilities hidden throughout the stage. You also find, I don't know what they're called, but like points, because you can only like have a set amount of points. That doesn't make sense. You can only, like, what's the word I'm looking for? So, you know, Fallout New Vegas, how you, or any Fallout game, you can only carry a certain amount of items. But if you make yourself stronger, you can carry more items. So it's sort of like that. You can hold more sort of upgrades without going over what your limit is, the more of these upgrades you find. I am horrible at explaining crap.
Is it fun?
Oh, yeah. I absolutely love it. I finished Bex mode. I got like 79% completion. Killed all the bosses. I really enjoyed it. It's a fun little Mega Man game. Sort of fills that void of, you know, we're not getting Mega Man Legacy Collection on the Switch because screw you, Capcom.
We're getting X on the SNES Mini, so close enough.
I have finished all Mega Man games.
Do you really want another gold Mega Man Amiibo? Like, really? Is that what you want?
I want the original one. I don't have that one.
I have it, and it's just...
Should I send you a picture of it, Troy? I need to send you an Amiibo, though, so, you know. But yeah, so this whole customization, it's sort of the key to the game, and it's like you make these builds that are fun to you, like, you know, play through the game differently, and it's lots of fun. It was only like $10, $10, $12, I think, on the eShop. And I mean, I've only played for it with Beck. From what I'm aware, Gunvolt plays differently. He's got his... Has every of you played the Gunvolt games?
Yeah, no. I've played the first game.
So his abilities are in there. So you start with the sphere one that surrounds you at first, but then you can unlock other stuff. So it looks like each character's mode is different.
Yeah. And the Striker games, they're coming to Switch eventually, aren't they?
Yeah. So yeah, it's another home run for any creates. Like, they just don't make bad games so far, from what I can see. If you're after another sort of 2D side-scrolling shoot 'em up, because clearly there's not enough of those on the Switch, definitely check it out. Definitely better than Mighty No. 9, and this is coming from someone who enjoyed Mighty No. 9. But yeah, it's good to see that, you know, they're at least trying to salvage Beck from... Because I like the look of the character,
yeah,
I like everything they did.
He seems like a good character, just not a very good game.
Yeah. So yeah, that's enough of me waffling on and badly describing games. Troy, ARMS!
Oh, well, I'm going to share ARMS. This one with Lila, because...
We've been playing it.
Well, it's been playing us.
I've been playing it too.
Well, yeah. In the single player, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I talked about Pokemon for a while, so you kick this one off.
You want me to take over ARMS? Does ARMS have legs?
Alright, goodbye everybody.
Thanks for joining in.
We've been building up to that all night.
I've been waiting for it. It took an hour, but it was worth it. yeah, I mean, ARMS, there's a lot to say about this game. The single player is cheap and annoying and kind of awful.
I'm trying on level 5 at the moment, and I'm like, screw you, Ribbon Girl.
What level?
The
5.
Why? Do you hate fun?
Level 4. I've done most of them on level 4.
I've done, like, rank, like, 8 out of 11 for Master Mummy, which is the final character I need for all of them on level 4. But yeah, ARMS is kind of got an iffy single player and not even getting started on 1v100. Cause
I like that TV show.
Screw that mode. But the multiplayer is pretty great, whether it be party mode or...
It's great with friends, especially.
Yeah, I mean, ranked mode kind of has an issue where people get a little salty if they lose and they'll just disconnect and there's no penalty for that, which is great.
They have
great.
To turn off the console to do that, so it's like an incredibly deliberate...
I mean, if you're playing in handheld mode, all you have to do is just press the power button and then it sleeps and disconnects the game.
There was one guy I couldn't beat, and instead of disconnecting, I just put the controller down and walked away. Just let him beat me.
I haven't got past rank 6, and there's up to 15. So I've still got, like, 9 ranks to go. But, yeah.
I think the bulk of it is playing with people. Specifically people that you can talk to.
Whether, because you can either create your own lobby like we did for the Discord, or you can just kind of Splatoon style, if one of your friends is playing online, you can just join their party. Which is fun, because I think it's a game that me and Blake were playing it together, and we're on the phone, and when we're all versing each other, or when we were in a 2v2 battle together, you know, had a bit of a different dynamic where we could say, okay, do you want to do your super now, and then I'll do mine, and yeah, I mean, kind of changed with voice chat and all that, so it's a fun game to play with friends. Just so, ranked needs some work, and single player is, yeah, but it's getting, it got updated for the spectator mode, which is only 4-player.
Four people, but 2-player.
2-player, yeah, 1v1 matches.
Yeah, and the other two people get to watch.
Fun. And then we get Max next month. Max Brass.
Yeah, Max Brass.
If he's going to be identical to how he is in the single player, then I...
Got a new main?
I mean, he's going to be OP as shit. With his, yeah, just...
He would have to be rejigged a bit.
Apparently, they said in the treehouse he's going to keep his super armor and charge at 25%.
Yeah.
So, he's going to be a force to be reckoned with.
So, someone's asking...
Maybe he's just super slow. I don't know.
There's got to be some catch.
Someone's asking, is it more of a party game than a hardcore game? And I think it's like somewhere in between.
Yeah, it's really...
It's both. It's honestly both. It's as hardcore as you want it to be,
I think. If you want to take it to that step, you definitely can. I've had some really good ranked matches where it's been... I mean, obviously Nintendo had the tournament for it, the Invitational, but there is a competitive fighter in there, but there's also a very relaxed party mode. And the party mode is... Because ranked is just 1v1 battles, but the party mode has all the other mode, which is the volleyball, hoops, 3-player, 4-player, 2v2 tethered together. You know, that's where those kind of gimmicky modes come in to make it more of a party thing.
I think the good thing about it is it's like a rock, paper, scissors type fighting game, kind of like Pokken was as well. But,
yeah, I wouldn't say it's anything like Smash.
No. But the good thing about it is... Hang on, I have to gather my thoughts again. Yeah, because the arms are so long and extendable, there's a lot more opportunities. It slows down at points for you to give you opportunities to read your opponent a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, it's more of a... Like, it sounds weird. It's more of a third-person shooter fighting game than a...
Yeah, it really is.
I think that it's a whole different... If you're only going to play the game single player, I honestly wouldn't recommend it. Because lack of content aside, the content isn't great. it's a very online-focused game, and it's a very different experience with single player versus multiplayer. Because when you're paddling with real people, it's a very different experience, and it's a way better experience, in my opinion. I have not really been enjoying
the
Grand Prix.
I think the thing that people expected us to get into with all of this is just how much the AI cheats in single player on the harder difficulties.
I mean, it's not so cheating as much, but it is basically the AI doing sequences of frame-perfect inputs, which... It's like Smash, where you can have the intensity change from 1 to 7. You need to beat 4 with any character to unlock ranked mode, so you have to at least be somewhat decent at the game. And, yeah, doing it even on 4, the AI will do perfect blocks, perfect supers, perfect, you know, everything. And there's 7 is just... I've tried one round of 7, and it didn't go well.
Is it like playing... Dragon Force on Guitar Hero on expert mode for the
at least when you miss
with your
what
feet.
Am I doing here? What am I doing? I'm dead already.
It's basically like doing that, but like blindfolded and then with your feet. It's just not great.
See, what I like about ARMS is it's a game like if I actually put serious time into this, I could see myself getting good at it.
Yeah.
Well, that was the thing with the test bunch, is that I was actually doing pretty well, and I'm like, cool, I can't wait to get into. Oh, you say level 4 is going to be hard. I will get level 4 on the first try. I did not.
Yeah, if you're going to play the game, I highly recommend do not do what most people did, where, cool, I played the test punch, I'm so great at this game, I won, like, all my matches, I'm just going to go straight into the AI, level 4, straight into ranked, and...
Yeah, you will want to
destroy
the game.
That took me, like, an hour and 20 minutes, and it made me scream a lot, and swear a lot.
Yep.
Screw Springman. I mean, there's probably going to be a balance patch when Max comes out, I'm guessing.
But I hope so, and apparently they're going to focus more on buffs rather than nerfs.
Nerfs, which is important. Because there's 10 characters at the moment, with Max coming as free DLC for the 11th.
As far as I know, all the DLC is going to be free.
Yeah, yep. They all... play relatively different. I would say the most similar are probably Mechanica and Master Mummy, because they're both kind of slower, but even then, Mechanica or Mechanica, I don't know what the
Mechanica.
Pronunciation is. Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
The cute Asian one. She's Asian, right? Is she? No,
I think so. I think she's Japanese. She's
Oriental, yeah. I don't know. But she has, you know, she has more air ability with her hover than Master Mummy does, and he's more on the ground, and Helix is just whatever the hell Helix is.
They're basically, they have their default arms, but you can unlock the arms for other people.
But they
all have their own, like, strengths and speeds, and then they have a gimmick on top of them.
Yeah.
So, like, Kid Cobra, when his arms are charged, he can dash, he ground dashes
faster.
Really fast, and that's kind of cool.
Okay.
And yeah,
it took me a while to figure that out, though.
The game is not very descriptive sometimes.
No. But yeah, they all have their own little gimmicks, and it's not the sort of thing where it's like, oh, he just does this slightly different. It's like, it does something that the other ones don't.
Yeah.
Springman's pretty vanilla, though. He's just like, his arms are permanently charged at 25% health.
Well, you say it vanilla, but that's pretty hardcore.
Yeah, like, it can change a match around.
I'm not saying bad. I'm just saying it's it's not like the Ribbon Girl can jump multiple times in the air. It's nothing like that.
Or Min Min has a kick, or Master Mummy can heal while blocked, or Mechanica can hover.
Well, Min Min's got the dragon arm as well.
Yeah, Helix can be a blob,
be
flubber,
unfun to play.
Yeah, I would honestly say Bite and Bark are more unfun to play than Helix.
I find that if you look
I like Bite and Bark.
Bite and
Bark's
fun, but it's hard. Going left to right on the character select screen, the characters, their mechanics get more and more complex.
Yeah, Helix is definitely one of the... Helix is the type of character where if you know what you're doing, you can exceed at doing that very, very well. If you have no idea, you're just going to be a wacky, inflatable thing.
It's the one where it makes you feel like you're playing a different game, because it's just so vastly different. So his thing is that if you hold dash, he'll squash onto the ground, and he's hard to hit. And if you hold jump,
he'll extend up.
He'll stretch it out, and you can kind of control where he goes. Yeah, but he's still technically on the ground.
you don't really move, you just kind of sway side to side.
Yeah, it really is a wacky, wavy, inflatable, arm flailing tube man.
Yes. But yeah, I mean, at first I was kind of pissy and salty over ARMS, but once I kind of got online and that, I think I enjoyed it a lot more. And, you know, I don't know if it's a type of game I would wholeheartedly recommend and say that everyone needs this on their Switch right now, but, I mean, you know, it's going to get Splatoon kind of free updates with, you know, new characters, at least one of them.
Do you think... So everyone's saying, like, there's not a lot of single-player stuff. Do you think it's, like, it does... I mean, it does feel a bit more bare bones than Splatoon did, didn't it?
Well, I mean, Splatoon had its whole kind of campaign. But
that's what I was hoping they would do for ARMS, like a, you know, a final fight style single player.
Honestly, I always kind of saw ARMS similar into Mario Kart's kind of single player, where the focus is a lot online.
It's even called Grand Prix.
Yeah, but the issue I have is not the amount of content, is the quality. Because I don't exactly find it fun. The 1v100 mode especially, you have to take down 99 clones and then the boss character, Headlock. And I have done that numerous times, gotten to 99, gotten Headlock down, and then he activates his special move and that does
600 or something. 600 damage.
So it does more than half your health bar and you're dead. And it's really frustrating, even though it's only, you know, 3-4 minutes, even faster if you're good. It's just to get there, to get a 99 consistently and die because you couldn't dodge fast enough. It's just really irritating.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you can say, yeah, just get good, but I don't really have any enjoyment for the single player.
Honestly,
but
it's
put
a game.
Like 20 hours into the game.
So. I'd recommend getting the game if you have people to play with, and if you don't have people to play with, join the Vux Discord and play with us.
Yep, I mean, I'm sure there's always someone that's ready to stretch it out with you.
You know, you want to get your toe into the community. It's a good way to start. How's everyone playing?
Pro controller.
See, I started motion, but just because I've been, you know, I played on the train and at work, I'm like, yeah, I've just...
No, just do it with motion play anyway. Just beat people up on the train.
You know what I hate is how I can't... Because usually at work, what I'll do is if I'm playing something, I'll put the Switch into tabletop mode and then detach the Joy-Cons, play that way. I can't do that with ARMS without it going, no, you got to do motion now. We're unhooked here, mate. I'm like, I don't want to do motion while I'm sitting on the couch at work. I look like a knob. I just want to...
You can put them in the grip, I think. The grip... It has this weird thing that if the motion controls for both Joy-Cons are the same, it goes, oh, they're connected to the same thing then. Whereas if they're kind of, like, independently moving, it goes, oh, then I've got them separate.
That's kind of sneaky.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that. But I think biggest thing...
I mean, the motion is synced.
The way the controls are set up, it has A and B for punch. That is awful.
That's what I use, though.
ZL and ZR is way better to use.
I use those the face buttons, the A and B.
I find it way too cramped, especially dashing and jumping.
I'm too far in now. I can't swap.
As soon as I found out you can use those triggers, it was a whole new game.
You know what I find really weird, and I think I know why, is that the block is still pushing down the...
Yeah, that's awful.
I always forget to use it.
I don't use the block. I think the reason for that is because if block was assigned to a button, that would make it so easy to just go to that as a default set, and that would put you at an advantage over people using motion controls more so.
I don't block in matches.
Yeah.
I've started doing, especially like playing on level 5, I've found I've started doing it a bit more.
You're probably better at fighting games than me, though.
God, no.
What? This is like the first fighter I've actually gotten stuck into. Ever.
I definitely enjoyed
Smash doesn't count.
Smash.
I play it all.
No. It's not a traditional fighting game, is what I mean.
This episode just be called, like, shitty opinions.
Yeah. Stu upsets the X community.
You know, I think just getting back to the lack of content, I think the lack of single player, it's been funny. You look at the way fighting games have gone recently, Injustice 2 and Tekken 7, and there's a big focus on, like, big single player content for fighting games now, whereas I think Nintendo, especially look at like Smash Brothers for Wii U and 3DS, they stripped out all of their single player stuff.
Yeah.
To just dial it back, and I think that's what they wanted to do with this, but
I mean it makes
I mean
it makes for a more kind of bare bones game, but they can tailor it more to the, you know, the online kind of quality.
And
yeah,
building a community yeah. around
well, it. Well, I don't want like a campaign mode, but something substantial. Like, I think I've played Street Fighter once, and there was a sort of loose narrative, at least.
Mm. Like, stuff like Tekken and Injustice, you know, they had story modes and, you know, and all that. But and they kind of, in the Grand Prix, they'll give you kind of flavor text before every match. But it always kind of, whether you're playing as Helix or Mechanica or Min, you know, whatever, it all comes out the same kind of style. In something like Tekken, you know, it's different kind of, you see each character's perspective and what.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm enjoying the game. I've put 20 hours into it, like I said.
Yeah, as I said before, it's a game you want to play with people.
Yeah. If you don't really have someone to play it with, it would be a hard push for me to recommend.
Yeah,
But we'll see what the updates give. And, Splatoon had a full campaign mode, but even the online for Splatoon, it didn't even have ranked at launch, did it? That was added.
No, it was like a certain amount of people had to get to level 10.
Oh, that's right. But even then, it kind of just had the two modes, you know, stuff like Rainmaker and all that. That was added throughout the lifetime. So, maybe we'll see more. Right, this is wait and see. It did pretty well in ARMS. Did pretty well in Japan. It outsold Tekken and Street Fighter V and other fighting games.
It came second, I think, in the UK MPDs. I'm not sure, or whatever they're called.
Horizon beat it here because it was on sale at Target, but otherwise it was number two. So,
I'm interested to see what the long-term tail for...
I doubt there's going to be as much support as Splatoon had, and Splatoon 2 will, but, yeah, I mean, even if we get a handful of characters, you know, like we said, the characters are all pretty different so far, and I expect that to continue.
Yeah, I have a feeling it's going to be, like, maybe 15 or 16 fighters I'll level out at.
Yeah, I can see 15 being fair.
Anyway, I think it's time to wrap up ARMS. I don't know how I can sort of make it.
That's called a hug.
Yeah. I was thinking straight jacket.
Let's cut this conversation off at the limbs.
Yeah, I'll hand that one to you.
So let's just quickly go wrap things up. There's stuff going on at the site. I don't have the site up in front of me at the moment. I do know Troy did a review of Cars 3.
Mm-hmm.
The best game on Switch.
Yes. The best... Troy, would you say it is the best Disney-based franchise represented on the Switch at the moment?
I don't appreciate this harassment. read the review.
If you don't answer, I will send you a Funko Pop.
Oh. Well, I wrote a review. Everything I think about the game is in there, and I think I'm justified in my opinion of it. But
that's like the most political answer you can give. Right. My opinions are there, and I back and I stand by them.
After me saying that I didn't enjoy Ocarina of Time, I just know people are like,
No one cares.
Well, he didn't enjoy Cars 3, but he did enjoy Ocarina of Time, so Cars 3 could be the game of the year. It's not.
I don't think anyone's thinking that.
And I think you reviewed Fumper as well.
Not me. I think Wayne did that one.
Oh, Wayne did. So go check that out. I don't know if we've got much else going on at the site at the moment. What's happening on the at the lovely thing called Discord?
We're on here right now.
We
just wrapped up a Mario Kart tournament. We're holding the next one next week, and I think, yeah, something crazy like 200 CC. It's gonna be fun.
200 CC, no items, fuck.
And I think we enjoy the live vodcasts enough to do them more regularly, if not for all of them, because why not?
And usually we're hanging out in the various channels.
Yeah, we're always talking about news.
There are lots of lovely people.
Hot takes.
All the best hot takes. That's true. About how Ocarina of Time is the worst game.
I'm never going to let that one down.
Hey, I stand by you, man.
Phew. Okay, well, there's two of us you need to fight now. Anyway.
I don't want anyone to fight me. I just want to be...
You just want
to
have fun.
If anyone wants to tell us how wrong we are after the show, feel free to stick around.
Yeah.
Join the Discord. Tell us off.
We're also on Twitter.
I like Codename Steam. I like Castlevania Mirrors of Fate, Lords of Shadow. I like Batman Arkham Origins. I liked Mighty Number 9. Come at me, bro. we are on Twitter. I am Worth Nintendo. WORTHINTENDO. Troy, you are at Troy Review.
Stew Review.
Right. No.
Stew.
That's right. And Lila?
Yeah, I'm at Lilotic. LYLOTIC.
The site is at vooks.net.
Yep. Who knows, really?
VOOKSDOTNET, yeah. I think.
Like,
I don't
like
know.
Books with a V.
Search for Vooks. Search for Vooks on Twitter. You'll either come up with against Vook or the Vook site. Both options are quite superb. There's also Stephen Impson, who is our usual host, who does a much better job than I. I forget what his Twitter is.
I think it's just at Stephen Impson.
For him.
Yeah.
Find out about his adventures moving away from all of us in Perth. We miss him already. I miss you, Stephen.
Moving away from us.
So, we'll be back in another fortnight with shenanigans and ongoings and stuff. And until then, take it away, Troy. We'll be right back.